Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 126, The Prince Charming Regal Carousel. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 126 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and once again, I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, I still love postseason baseball. The Orioles got knocked out this year, but we've still got a great World Series. As of this recording, it's still not decided, but I'm really looking forward to the final matchup. Then I'll once again focus on football. But again, that's a different hobby altogether. I'm supposed to be talking about Walt Disney World, and today we're finally fulfilled that wish of my little boy. Today we're going to catch a ride on Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. So if you remember where we left off, we had just finished riding The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and had just exited out. So Tracy and I are already thinking our day is coming to an end, and what do we really want to make sure we catch before finding a spot for the fireworks? At this point, most of the crowds are making their way towards Main Street USA already, so lines are extremely short. We split up, and she takes the kids and heads straight for Prince Charming's Regal Carousel, while I double back to find the stroller. I get over and run to catch up with her and the kids, who are already finding a beautiful horse to ride. The kids have a blast, as they always do. Because this was so short, we're going to go ahead and stay with the memory for a little bit longer as we head towards the front of the park also to find our spot for the nightly Wishes fireworks. We'll end up catching the tail end of the Celebrate the Magic show on the Cinderella's Castle, and this is where we'll probably end up stopping for this memory. Now, we don't have much more before we wrap up our day in the Magic Kingdom from September of 2013, so we'll need to start thinking about what we do next, so stay tuned to social media over the next few weeks if you want to help me decide where we go from here. Okay, can somebody help me out here, though? What is it about a carousel that is so amazing? My kids love them. We can't go into a park anywhere and not ride one. I remember from my childhood also loving to ride them. Now, to be honest, I haven't been back on the horse in a while. Most of the time right now, I end up spending my time standing beside my kids, making sure they stay on them. Now, they've gotten big enough, though, that maybe next time I'll have to ride to see for myself. It's just amazing to me that such a simple thing could be so exciting to them. I guess I also wanted to comment, though, on the Celebrate the Magic show. So, okay, while it looks amazing, I wish there was more to it and a little less scary stuff. In the Magic Kingdom, we focus so much on the whole family. Yet for such a prolonged period of this show, there's a villains theme where you don't really showcase happy memories from the park. And I have to shield my kids' eyes away from what they're seeing so they don't have nightmares. Now, it's just my two cents, but I just wish Disney would find a better way to, you know, tell a story than just resorting to a villain section in the middle of a family-friendly park show. I don't know. Anyways, so what are your thoughts of the Prince Charming Regal Carousel? Or, you know, carousels in general? How about the Celebrate the Magic show? Do you like or dislike any of them? Do you agree with my thoughts? You know, do you have a memory of these attractions even? You know, please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you can be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings that you can hear. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go round and round and up and down on a magnificent family attraction.
Excuse me. Hi. Thanks. My wife got on here with the two little ones. Did you get a white horse? I'm asking him. Did you get a white horse?
Yeah.
Did
you just see us going on? How close were you? I was looking for you.
I saw you walking in. I was like, ah, I gotta run. Are you gonna go real fast?
We're not going.
Not yet. Not yet. Just a minute. You want to do this one or two? I think we'll be able to walk over to our normal spot without a problem. Yeah. That said, it's still 10 minutes away. It's a 10-minute walk. We're gonna go see some fireworks. How about that? I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was fun, huh?
Well, I just
Is that what they did? Your version of the horsies is different than the one that everybody else rides. Mikey back here. Mikey, stay right here, buddy. Oh, watch out, guys. But the restaurant is there. My shoulder's killing me. No, I'm afraid to put it in there and let it go. I guess let me take it off now. Yeah, let me do it now. I didn't want to just leave it in there. But since we're pretty much done. I don't know.
is an airplane. You're right.
Ask her if she wants it, and then we can throw it away. What do we go about seeing if I find some other treats? Should we try and find any other treats? You all right? Okay. Yes, Seven Dwarves Mine Train is going to be a roller coaster.
Like
think Big Thunder Mountain with a dark ride twist. So you'll ride past the dwarves as they're mining through stuff, and you're riding in a car that has a pendulum effect. So while the car rides along the ground, it's like a mine car, can rock.
Okay.
Is your phone ringing?
No.
Like 30 pounds lighter.
We gotta go this way.
Apparently, Brad and Katrina are somewhere here in Orlando. They commented on one of my Facebook posts, and he actually tried to call me earlier while we were in a show or something. Yeah, I haven't listened to it, no. Hope you would text me that they're in the park. They're in the area. I don't think they're here in the parks.
What is Wayway?
Party. Did you see it?
Thank you.
one point was out to get all this barrels at Fossil's Incorporated platform. Sharing fun.
This is the castle projection show. Sorry, is it okay if I squeeze in there? Because if you get on that side, you're going to be in front of the castle. You won't be able to see the fireworks that are behind it. Telling them not to look. This is a villain. Mikey. Okay. Yep. All right, fireworks are over. Let's go home. No. You think there's going to be more?
Great! Let's have a hand for our show.